Rick, if you don't mind, first of all, tell me just a little bit about your company and what you do.
Yeah, I'm Executive Vice President with AgriBeef. We're a 45-year-old privately held company based out of Boise, Idaho. We have operations all throughout the Northwest and in Kansas. We began as a cattle feeding company and have grown the business to include a medium-sized packing plant, liquid feed supplement company, and or I should say not just liquid, but a supplement company now, and a variety of other businesses all related to natural resources and particularly in cattle and agricultural products. So it's really the core of producing great beef is really what we're trying to do.
Well, we're about to have a kind of like almost a first, I guess it would be, type of event, town hall type event taking place in a couple different parts of the country. I know you're involved in this, called the Food Dialogues. I guess first question might be, what got this on your radar? What how did this come to your attention? And maybe what are some of your thoughts about what motivated you to get involved?
Well, we have and have had for probably 10 years now a real interest in opening up our operations and particularly opening up the entire industry to more visible and more open dialogue with consumers, with influencers around the country. We think it's really we think we have a great story to tell. And we believe that the tradition of kind of this cloud of unknown in the ag producing industry as a whole is really a sad state of affairs that we've been put in, or we've allowed ourselves to put in, which fundamentally has allowed other people to tell our story. And so there's lots of great things that we do within our industry that I. And our experience has been is that whenever, doesn't matter who it is that comes through our operations, they walk away with a huge appreciation for what we do and a huge appreciation for the food that they get to eat in this country, and just a huge appreciation for agricultural industry in the United States as a whole. And we have yet to have a negative experience by any stretch, and we've had very broad variety of folks come through our operations. And so as a result of our personal experience in our own company, we've also seen a need to do it from an industry standpoint and a much broader forum to do this. So this USFRA effort and these food dialogues are exactly what we think is important for the industry and for consumers as well. It's important for consumers to understand as best they can what they do, what we do, and the opportunities that they have to have great food, the healthiest and safest and highest quality food in the world. And it's a message that we need to communicate much better than what we've done in the
Well,
past.
and I think that, the whole idea of the word dialogue probably says it all, that farmers, and we'll generalize here at least somewhat, tend to think they know what consumers want to know, for example, or need to know, and yet probably there has not been a real effort to determine what that is. Although I think there are some groups who have done that and done fairly well with it, even in the livestock industry, for example. But overall, there's been a real disconnect there, and a lot of talk here in the last couple of years about how to forge that connection again, since so many people have moved away from the farm. This effort to have a dialogue, what is it that you really hope kind of comes out of? I know this is just the start, that there's plans to do other types of projects and events, but at least for this starting one, what do you really hope might come out of this? And we can kind of walk away and think we accomplished something.
I think the primary thing is really the dialogue concept, because that takes a two-way communication. I'm hoping that there's a tremendous amount of interest in watching this and most importantly participating from every aspect, both from a consumer all the way up through the production system. So I'm hoping that that's the case. It's always struck me as rather interesting as I go around the country and go to different forums and conventions or whatever else, and sit down at a table, whether it's in New York or Washington, D.C. or Florida or California, with non-ag folks. And I can tell you that 90% of the time, the vast majority of the conversation comes back to what I do and what we do as producing food, because the consumers are fascinated with it, and they're curious about it. And there's a lot of bad information out there about it. And when they meet somebody that's really doing it and they understand what it is that we're doing, they get excited. They get fascinated with it. And the other part of that is that I always learn what they're interested in. And that's really, I think, the key to this whole thing, is providing a platform and a foundation to continue this discussion, continue the communication both ways, so that we understand what the consumer's interests are, needs are, and most importantly, to be able to answer their questions and concerns and be sensitive to that direction, because that changes, it evolves, it morphs over time, and we need to continually improve and be better and continually meet those customer needs. And I think that's really where the opportunity is for this whole thing, is really to place that and put that foundation in place and continue that dialogue in a forum to be able to make it happen.
Well, I know these live events will actually have at least some audience there at the event itself, but they are going to be streamed on the internet. That's going to include opportunities for people to submit questions and have an interactive dialogue. All of that is easy to capture, I guess I would say, so we can kind of look at that even afterwards to see a lot of those kinds of questions and comments. What do you think about this idea of using the internet in such a way to reach out to consumers in today's world? You know, who would have thought we could even do such a thing just 10 years ago?
Well, I think that, I mean, this is the reality of today's world. You look at the demise of magazine newspapers and printed media, and you don't have to look very far to recognize that that is not a long-term kind of communication method. I look at my kids and the way they communicate, the way they pick up information. I look at what I've changed, how I've changed in the last 5 years, and the amount of information that's accessible to me, and it's virtually all over the internet. And so I think it's critical that we use this forum. And I think the real exciting part of this is that it has the opportunity to be much less filtered. And one key thing with using the internet, the wired type of systems, is that you have to be real about it, because it's much more easily exposed, and the debate can be a lot healthier. With this forum, on blogs, on forums, electronic posters, those kinds of things that allow you to have a dialogue, a real dialogue, with end users. And as a result of that, you have the opportunity to be real with it and be a lot more transparent than, and we have so many great stories to tell and so many great things that we can tell about what we do as an industry, that transparency is only going to help us, because so many of the, I look back at the negative things over the last 10, 15, 20 years, and every one of those negative stories, if you want to call them that, negative stories, is a result of this shroud of secrecy that presumably is in the industry. And it's hidden behind that. And as we become more visible, I think that it will be a tremendous opportunity for us to tell the right story and the real story. And this is a great forum to get it to the consumers and get firsthand knowledge to the frontline consumers.
Yeah, I certainly Couldn't agree more. I just always love hearing how other people do think about it, because we live in the digital world. It's what drives our business, of course. And so, yeah, I couldn't agree more, and hope to be watching tomorrow as this takes place, and contributing what I can. Because I think all of us can certainly come away from this learning something, or we will. It'd be interesting to see what that is, too.
You know, yeah, no question about it. I hope there are some surprises, some insights that we garner from this thing. We have some blogs and things that we run on with our company, and we have several of our people that are responsible for that. And it's just fascinating to me that virtually on a daily, weekly basis, something new occurs that says, "Holy cow, we can't believe that happened, and we can't believe how broad it spreads across the country as far as this message that we're communicating," and just some really fun things that are being done that engages the consumers with not our company but our people,
mm-hmm.
who we are, because fundamentally that's what it's all about, is about us as people trying to communicate with people.
Yeah, we're going to see it live tomorrow. We'll direct people to Food Dialogues, plural.com. There you will find links to it. There's a Facebook page as well. And if you're just following on Twitter, there's a hashtag for it, which is pound FOODD. And that'll be used by those of us in the Twitterverse who will be tweeting about it and or following what other people are saying too. So, Rick, we're going to be looking forward to seeing you and hearing you, along with all the other panelists that will be taking place at these events that are in different parts of the country. I guess just last question I'll throw out. Any other comment, at least in terms of the concept, what you're going to do, maybe we didn't touch on, that you just might want people to think of?
You know, I think the opportunity fundamentally is really being able to create a dialogue between us and the industry and the consumers, and using this forum, electronic streaming, and all the other things that we have at our fingertips today. What a great opportunity we have, and I'm excited to be part of it. I'm honored to be asked to participate in it, and so I appreciate your time, Chuck, and your interest in this. It's helpful and certainly appreciated.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rick.